We begin our stewardship homily series, stewardship renewal series, with a look at service. After Mass, please pick up your stewardship forms on the way out. What a great gift, being gratefully responding to the Lord's blessings in stewardship renewal. He gives us so many blessings that we recognize and receive, and we want to share those blessings with one another because we love, because the Lord is our Savior and calls us to greater acts of holiness. There's four pillars in stewardship we've been working on for several years now: prayer, formation, hospitality, and today, looking at service. We conclude the next few weekends with a look at commitment, how we can rededicate ourselves to the Lord and our Catholic faith. Let's take a look at service, and I think I might need the children to help me. Children, come on up. Children, children, all the children. Don't be shy. I don't know if I'd ever come up when I was your age when I was going to Mass. Have a seat. Have a seat here. Up here on the second, on the bottom, all around here. Take a look. Whew, we have a lot. Come on up, come on up. You can sit down on this bottom steps too. Service. Let's talk about service a minute. Come on up, there's plenty of room here. Someday we'll have to get a bigger church if we have too many children. How about right here up front center? Thank you. Well, service. What about service? Service is helping one another. Who can we help? We can help at where? Help at school. Where else can we help? Help at church. One more. Yes. And home. Those are the main ones I'm looking at. We can help out, we can assist, we can do for somebody at home or at school or at church here. Now, let's take a look at why we would want to serve, why we would give our service, why would we give our time and our ability to help people out. Now, there's one motivation. Maybe we can take a look at this one. Let's see, who's got a good, strong voice? I know I could ask your parents. I could ask your teachers. Let's see, we'll do two of you. Ready? How about you two, stand up. Are you two brothers? How did I know that? You've got the same color jacket on. Now, let's say someone at home asked you to help out. And then you said, how much will you pay me? Will you try that? How much will you pay me? Ready?
How much will you pay me?
Ah, that's one motivation to service, isn't it? Money. Now, of course, we all need jobs and we all need to earn a living and to raise our family. But is that our only motivation to service? Getting paid? Well, I hope not. Let's try another one. Are you ready? Okay, you two stand up. Or three. Yep. Are you ready? Are you three related? I thought so. You came up together. Now, let's say someone asks you, was the first example at home or at school or at parish? I don't remember. Let's say Father Wesley asks you to help out. And you say, what's in it for me? You want to try that? Ready? What's in it for me? We're allowed.
What's in it for me?
Okay. Sit down. Thank you. That's another motivation for service. It's called narcissism. It's called ego, selfishness. Really looking what's in it for me. I don't want to serve for other reasons. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's just for my own ego. I watched a movie recently called Camp. A wonderful movie about a young adult who was in the financial area. And he served at one of the summer camps with children who had gone through great, great difficulties. His motivation was to get the account of one of the great benefactors of the camp. He was in it for selfishness and for money. But I won't tell you how the movie ends. He grows greatly by the end of the week at the summer camp. Well, those aren't very good motivations for service, are they? Money and what's in it for me. Let's try to look at some other motivations for service. Okay? Come with me. Come. Are they following? Sometimes they don't, and then I'm in trouble. Come over here. Tell me, what would Jesus say about service? Come right over here. Can you all fit by the crucifix? Come farther so everybody can fit. Now, tell me about service, about a motivation for service. Why do we serve? Why do we help one another? Did Jesus say, what's in it for me? Nope. Did Jesus say, how much will you pay me? Nope. He served because of
love.
You got it. Unconditional, sacrificial love. He served even unto death. Gives us a whole new perspective to service, doesn't it? So, as we continue our Holy Mass, I would like you children to think about serving, and maybe everybody else around here. How about at school? I would like you to go on Monday. Do you have school on Monday? I know you've had a couple days off, some of you. And go to your teacher, your principal, and say, how may I help? Let's practice that. Ready? How may I help? How? In other words, you're offering service. And we're not going to ask for what's in it for me. We're not going to ask for money. We're just going to help. Can you help out? Very good. Now, how about in church? Anybody know where Father Wesley is? Point to him if he's in this congregation. He's in the back somewhere. Next time you see Father Wesley, you say, Father Wesley, how can I help? Try there.
Father Wesley, how can I help?
Very good. And right now, I'd like you to go back to your families in a minute and tell your mom or dad or grandma and grandpa, how may I help? You want to try that? Thank you. How may I help? Okay, go back to your families, and right now, you tell them that. You can come this way. Can you find your families? Don't forget. Should I give you some notes? We'll do that in a minute, a little later, okay? Don't forget. How may I help? Are you telling them? Okay. Wow. Even last week's reading, we heard from Jesus himself that he did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Another couple of motivations for service, maybe in more detail. One, that how can I help others? Whether it be in the family, at school, at work, or in the parish, is called the common good, the common good. This good motivation is, the Catechism defines, comprises a sum total of societal conditions which allows people, either as groups or as individuals, to reach their fulfillment more fully and more easily, the common good. The three elements of the common good are fundamental rights of the person, the development of the spiritual and temporal goods of society, and peace and security of the group and its members. How we can work for the common good of all. We pray that our political leaders or candidates we won't mention any names right now, move away from money and narcissism and move toward the common good, a higher motivation for service. For example, our own Catholic Social Service is a great example of working toward the common good in their 50 years of service to the communities in Southwest Kansas. What a great blessing, Catholic Social Service, in their 50th anniversary. They are a great example of service, one to another, not for money, not for ego, but to serve one another in the common good. And the greatest motivation down deep, we talked about the motivation that we use an example of Jesus, unconditional love. And we hear that in the gospel today for blind Bartimaeus. Call him, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus gives us his highest motivation for service, unconditional, sacrificial, and a giving love. Jesus taught this love, this pure motivation, to the crowds in Jericho as he left for Jerusalem. He had already healed the blind man in Bethsaida, we heard in Mark chapter 8. In today's gospel, Jesus heals Bartimaeus. The spiritual blindness of Jesus' followers were helped by moving them from complaining about Bartimaeus. At times we are reluctant to serve, we just want to complain about something. Move from complaining about Bartimaeus to assisting the blind man. The blind man calls to the master, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. This reminds us of the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. A beautiful act of contrition. The shortest one I know, but a beautiful one because it comes from this gospel. Jesus encourages his disciples to assist in service. Call him, Jesus told the disciples. Bartimaeus jumped up and went to Jesus, wanting to be restored to wholeness. Yet Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? You might think, well, didn't Jesus already know? However, he wanted Bartimaeus to express his faith aloud. I want to see. And that's what Jesus calls us to do in our prayer, to express our needs aloud or in our mind's eye. Sure, he knows what we need, but humbly open up and express it. Jesus lovingly heals him immediately. And how does Bartimaeus respond? Selfishly, thank you, off I go. No, he follows the Lord. And that is our call as well. After we serve, it's not just a pat on the back or expecting rewards. It's to continue to follow Jesus. Jesus, let us follow your way of service. Let us be motivated by love and the common good, not by selfish desires. Help us to bring others to you and to come to you always in our need. Assist us to open our hearts that you may heal our spiritual blindness. Let us call to you, Lord Jesus, have pity on me. We love you, dear Lord. Help us to serve in love.